We are learning Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting at top of the Amud. Hamafkin Moi Zeitz HaShulchani. If someone gives money for safekeeping to a Shulchani, it's a money changer. So a money changer has use of money because you can use it to change other people's money. So Im Tzrurim, if it's wrapped up in a handkerchief and tied up, Lo Yishtamish Bem. So then the Shulchani, even though he's someone who could use the money, but if I gave it to him safekeeping wrapped up, I don't want him to use it. Lefikach, of Din Chayav Becherusam. Therefore, he's not considered a shayl on it, and he's not Chayav Becherusam, because all he is watching the Shem Mechinam, and therefore gets lost. He's part of Shem Mechinam, because in Chayav Becherusam, he has no right to use it, so he's not considered like a shayl, considered like a Shem Mechinam. Mutarim, if it comes loose, Yishtamish Bem, that means he's allowed to use it. Because then I expect him to use it because he's a shulchani and I'm giving it to him a tarim. So therefore, if he gets lost, he's chayav achrayus. If he gets lost, he's chayav achrayus. He's chayav achrayus because he's like a shayl.
Even if
he didn't start using it yet, that he has a right to use it, he can use it. Eitzel ba'abayis, but if you give money to ba'abayis, ba'abayis has no use for your money. So bein tzurim, bein mutarim, lo yishtamish bem, it's also the mishtamish bem. Lefikach mo'av do'en chayav achrayus. If he gets lost, he's chayav achrayus because he's a regular shayl mechinam. Because there's no reason ba'abayis should be using your money. What about a chemini? So a chemini is someone in between. A chemini is a store owner. He can use money sometimes when someone comes to buy something, he needs to change. On the other hand, that's not his ikar business, changing money. People come with money. So is he like a baal bayis or a shulchani? Chemini is a baal bayis. The Rameh may hold chemini like a baal bayis. And therefore, he should not use it bein tzururim, bein mutarim. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, chemini ka shulchani. A chemini has a din of a shulchani, and therefore, he can use it if it comes mutarim. Zog the Gemara. So we have in the Mishnah that by a shulchan, it depends. If it's wrapped up in a handkerchief, you shouldn't be mishtamish bim in it. But if it comes loose, he could be mishtamish. So for the Gemara, Mishim the Tzurim lo yishtamish bim, like Rashi explains the Kasha is, like, what's the Gila Das? When he's giving money to a shulchan, he knows the guy might use it. And that alone, that he wrapped it up in a handkerchief, what's the Raya? It's like giving it in a wallet. You always give money in something, it's wrapped in something, you don't give it loose. It's a normal thing to wrap it in something. So Mishim the Tzurim lo yishtamish bim, I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yehuda, but Tzurim v'chasum m'shanu. Talking about that's wrapped, and it's tied, and it has a signature on it, which means it's tied up, and it has a seal saying, no, don't use it. That tells you that he doesn't want you to use it. Rav Mari, I'm Rav Bekesher m'shanu. It's a special knot. Ikadarmi, some say, Boi Rav Mari, Kesher m'shanu mai. It's a shayla about Kesher m'shanu. Maybe that's not enough of a raya that he doesn't want you to use it, because a lot of times, people have a way of tying things. So that feed a secondly gear so be a shaila, my teku. Gemara blib to the shaila. It says Vait in the Mishnah Mutar Mishtamish Bem. Amra Huna Vafilu Nensu. Yechayev even for Inus. Why? Because you like a shayl, even before you use it. By the way, you start using it for sure, you consider a shayl, you start using it, that's for sure you chayev bachrusov. The chiddush over here is that even if you didn't start using it, you chayev rev nainsim. I have avdu k'tani. It says that you lost it. Va'avdu, you lost it. It sounds like you're only chayef faveda, not fainus. Va'avdu k'tani. K'derabba. Dama rabba, nignavu b'listu mezuyim. A certain place where it said nignavu, it means listu mezuyim. And avdu shetavas v'nasu v'yam. It was a mishnah early on, such a lashon. Here it means a case of aveda gnevu where it's oinus. For example, the svina sunk in the water. Rav Nachman Amar. So that's Rav Huna Shita, the Fil Nensu. And even before you start using it, why? Because you have a right to use it. Rav Nachman Amar Nensu Loi. You're not Chayef Ointzim. Like the Pasuk in the Mishnah, they're only Chayef Aved, they're only like Hashem Esacha. You're only Hashem Esacha. I'm only Rav Rav Nachman. Lidi Doch Damar Nensu Loi, which means you consider him Hashem Esacha. I'm a Loi have a Sharalaiho. In Sharalai have a Hashem Esacha and I'm Loi have a Moram Shach. If he has a right to use it, so then he's like a Sharal. And saying that, that's not enough to make him into shayl. So why is Hashem Yisachar? Where is Hashem Yisachar? When is Hashem Yisachar? Amalei. So Rav Nachman said, "V'hamadin Allah, I'm going to you like this: the halvin nena mahana. Since he has ana that he could use it, he has the right to use it, the possibility to use it. Mahana, but who? The halvin nena mahana. But who ana di misram leizvina? That if it would come a sale, that he could buy something good to buy. The Isbe Ravcha, that he finds something that's profitable to buy. Zavim, we could use his money to buy it. Have a lay Hashem Yisacha. That makes him Hashem Yisacha. But Avada, Rashi speaks out, that of course if he starts using it, Avada is a Shayla Kuliyam. Homachalika says, before you start using it. According to Rav Huna, even before you start using it, you're a Shayla. That you have a right to use it, makes you a Shayla already. According to Rav Nachman, that they have a right to use it, you only Hashem is socha, but you're not a shoyl.
Shulchan usually uses the exchange.
Right. So it's a good question. First of all, he doesn't need so much money sometimes. Also, it could be here means a good deal in the shulchan business. He finds, you know, good coins to buy. He'll buy it with coins. Could be it means in his business, possible. Eisver of Nachmur Avuna. Hamafkin mois eitzel shulchani. Im tzrurim lo yishtamish v'hem. We're bringing a Mishnah in regards, the Sefer rather, in regards to Me'ila. We know by that you use money from Hektish, you're chayiv for Me'ila. So here, there was a Gizbar who gave money to a Shulchani, but he did not know that it was Hektish money. The Gizbar didn't know. So he gives it to a Shulchani, im tzururim, if it was wrapped and signed, lo yishtamish bam. The Shulchani should not use it, and therefore, when the Gizbar gave it to him, he wasn't oiv anything, because he wasn't giving it lo yitzah to be used. Lefikahim haitzi. Therefore, if the Shulchan used it, like Ma'al Gizbar. The Gizbar is not Ma'al. Who's Ma'al? The Shulchan is Ma'al. V'mutarim, but if it's loose, Yishtamish b'hem. Then, the Shulchan has a right to Yishtamish. L'fikachim ha'itzi Ma'al ha'gizbar. If the Shulchan used it, I'm concentrating on those words, ha'itzi Ma'al Gizbar. If he uses it, the Gizbar is Ma'al. V'yarim tefillin then, so if you say, once I give a shush for him to use it, he's a shul already, so I already was mighty from the Rishos. The Gizbar was mighty. It's already Chayiv, already right there for Me'ila. The Amr to be Afil Nansu, my ear, Yehoitzi, Afil Loi Hoitzi Nami, even if he did not mighty yet. Once I gave it to him with a right to use it, that should be Chayiv Me'ila for the Gizbar already, because I already gave it to you as a Shoyl already. Amalei. So Rav Nachman answers, no. Who did not give it Loi Hoitzi? Really, if it's not, this is Rav Huna answering, even if it's not mighty, already Chayiv for Me'ila, Rav Huna answers. V'adi chayef me'ila, even if you were not mighty it. Why say hoitzi? V'adi tana reisha hoitzi, tana seif and ami hoitzi. Since the reisha is saying a chiddush that by hoitzi, still, the gizba is not over, therefore the seif is said, a loshon hoitzi be right, the seif is just enough if it just has reshush to be mighty. Zok the mishnah v'ayta, new mishnah about shaleach yad. A shaleach yad b'kodin. Someone has a pekadon, and he misappropriates the use of this pekadon. He's not supposed to use it. He's supposed to watch it, and he used it. So it's basically a ganav. So veishami emrim yilka b'chesa v'yaser, which means right now the Gemara holds that means that like this, that when he got it as a pekadon, it was worth $5, and then when he was shaleach yad, it was worth less. It was worth less. So here, it went down like this. If someone gives you a pekadon of $5, and at the time you're giving it back, it's worth $1. Now look at the Zeri Shalach Menacha. Here it is. It's not my fault. It went down by itself. Once he's shleach yad, it goes into his reshus, and he has to take the loss because he pays kashas hagzela. So it means he stole it at $5, he's shleach yad, the time he has to give it back, it's worth $1 already. The halacha is, he has to pay kashas gzela. You look at how much it's worth b'shash shlichas yad, and that's considered gzela, he has to pay that money. So for example, it came at $5, went down to $4, and then shleach yad, and then it went down to $1. He has to pay $4, because he paid kashas gzela. Yeser means that in a case where it was in his after shleach v'yad, it went up in price, and rather before shleach went up in price, and then he was moitzi it when it was a higher price. No, when it went, he got it $1, went to $5. When it was $5, he was shleach yad, he has to pay $5. Even though he got it at $1, he has to pay $5. Again, he pays kashas hagzela. That's what Beishami says. Yilka b'chesav, yes, means he pays kashas hagzela. U'mesilo emrim kashas haitzah. He pays kashas etzah, which means it sounds similar. We'll have to see in the Gemara what it means exactly. Kashas etzah means you pay how much it is when you might see it. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a kashas atviyah. You pay like the time of the tviyah when he's tveyu to din. Again, we have to see Pshat and Rabbi Kiva and Beisil and Beishami technically. The Gemara will discuss it. First, Gemara brings down a famous memra of Rabba of Tavra Vishasya. I'm a Rabba. Hayman the Gozel Chavit the Chamra. Here's the one of Gzela. Someone steals a barrel of wine from his friend. Mikara Shav Yezuzi. It was worth a zuz when he stole it. And Hashta right now, Shav Yarba. It's worth already 4. Went up in price. Tavra Oishasya. And then, while the Ganav had it, he broke it or he drank it. Now it's gone. Mishalim Abba. You pay four. And we'll see in a second why. Mishalim Abba, you pay four. If it breaks by itself, Mishalim Zuzah, because I pay Kishas Akzela. He stole what I want. But if he breaks it at four, he has to pay four. My time. Kibin the Isa Hadra Lamarabaina. Since if it would stay be'en, if it wouldn't have drank it or broke it, it would have been returned to the owner. Like it is, he's shy to the kashasale of the katava like a gazavine. It's considered that when he drinks it or broke it, that is exela. And we'll speak out the questions in a second. Vitnan, call guys lana masham kashas exela. So what's the Gemara saying like this? You stole that one. You pay kashas exela, you don't have one. But it went up at four in your shows, and then you broke it or drank it. So the Gemara says, since I would have gave it back at four, so now it's considered I stole it, and I have to pay kashas exela. Frek the ksois and the nasivis. What do you mean? Ain ganav achar ganav. You can't steal it. You already stole it. It's already in your rishus for ganeva. What's passing on a ganeva? Has another ganeva? So two truths. And Ksois answers, Echanami, gagoz mene is lav dafka. It means you will mazik it. It's atzmazik. Chayav atzmazik. It's yours, not mamish. It's yours, chayav insin. But it's still his that you're chayav for mazik. So that's the word. You're chayef mazik. You're mazik his barrel. So what's the raya? Could I have to give it back to him, Ben? If it was Ben, I have to give it back to him. So it's still his. Just means it's kinyan gzeila is chayef ba'intzim. And the Siva says that if I'm moisif something on the gzeila, then you do have ganav achar ganav. And here you're moisif. You destroyed it. You made it more gneva. You made it worse, right? Tikkum chigur is a kosev. It's only the alvei is only by a shor or seh. But that wouldn't be a raya. No, it's not a new grave. No, it's not a new grave. It's only by the cost, only by Shar and Seth. If you did it on a camel, it would not have the halacha. So, but al kapanim, it's a good dinyan, but it's not no shaykhus. That's the cost of there. But here, the word it's a new gazela. You'd be moistiv on the gazela. Therefore, you pay kashas gazela. So that's Rabba's halacha. Rabba says it's a mela, breaks by itself. It's possible you don't pay his oars. Mashalam Zuz, my time, a hashlo of me, didn't do anything now. A Maika Machayev said, why is he Chayev? Are you shaita the Gazdela? Because for the time that he stole it. He's shaita Zuzu the Shavya. At that time, it was worth one Zuz. So here is the loch of Rabba. Rabba says, Tavra Vashasya is a new Gneva, and you Chayev Vashas the Gneva, the second Gneva, and you pay four. And we'll go right there and see if the Mishnah stims with this halacha of Rabba.